A media company in Kabul is working hard to turn the process of democracy into stirring television. In fact, as the world's Aaron Schachter tells us, it's hoping to become the CNN of Afghanistan.
It's been a heck of an election season. Posters promoting rival candidates plaster billboards and walls in Kabul, and vehicles with loudspeakers drive around urging people to vote for one candidate or another. There are 17 television stations covering what's going on, including this event, which Afghans have rarely seen before. This is presidential contender Ashraf Ghani, the former finance minister, campaigning.
The fact that people are being wooed is extremely positive. You got to keep in mind, we've never had a tradition of people being wooed. We've had a tradition of key power holders being wooed, and then the rest of the people being told what to do.
Jahid Mohsen runs the Mobi Group, a media company that owns TV and radio stations in Afghanistan, including the hugely popular Tolo TV. The company has spent the better part of the year planning CNN-style election coverage.
There was two aspects to it. One was to create visibility, which is important for transparency, etc. And the other one was to start engaging people so that there was no apathy. We felt that there was a strong sense of apathy from people where they felt the decision was going to be made for them in the halls of power in London and Washington and Europe.
This is one of the political talk shows that run every night on Mobi's television stations. The host is the company's director of news and current affairs, Mujahid Kakar. Here he is on the program. Kakar is a soft-spoken man who wouldn't last a minute on the loud free-for-alls that mark American talk shows. He laughs when I tell him that and says while Afghans may seem tough, even fierce, to outsiders, the style of discourse is polite and friendly. And that means giving everyone a voice. As we talk, an obscure presidential candidate comes in to tape an interview. During presidential debates held with the top two challengers to incumbent President Hamid Karzai, Afghans were encouraged to send in text message questions for the candidates.
If you talk with the ordinary Afghans, they have a strong interest in the media because they know that this is the only way to approach to the government officials, to critic the government, or to report what's going on in their areas. And they know the importance of the media.
Mobi TV also uses citizen journalists to keep their viewers interested in the campaign, but the media can only go so far when it comes to covering the elections. For example, Afghans would be afraid to answer an exit poll, so there won't be any real way to get a handle on results until the official count ends some 2 weeks after voting day. But Mobi Group boss Jahid Mohsen says his stations will build viewership in other ways.
Initially, there's going to be a lot of interesting stories about voting booths and what happened, things that have gone wrong, things that have gone right, from the candidates' expectations of what they're going to get. There's going to be a lot of stories on the process. A part of this is also going to be around what happens when the new administration comes in. So there's a fair bit of stuff to cover between all of those things.
According to surveys, some 80% of people in Afghanistan's cities have a television. About 25% have one in the villages, where electricity is a problem. More and more people are getting TVs, mostly so they can watch Indian soap operas. But they may find themselves transfixed by some of the election coverage as well. For The World, I'm Aaron Schachter, Kabul, Afghanistan.